Okay, everyone, say. Okay, yes, last time we had shir, we discussed the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, but also Rabbi Vadli Mechitzta lo Mavadli Mechitzta. Which means if you have an area that has mechitzas, but there are breaches in the mechitzas, so we discussed already about Pirtzi Yesa Miesa, whether it's Adaraisa or not, but here there's a different discussion. If people are going through the breaches, so maybe that's a separate psul, right? That now the mechitzas can't connect. So if you hold Osir Rabim, Umavatli Mechitzta, so then the breaches don't connect, and if not, not. So we were discussing the Rambam Shita. That's how we were discussing different Rishonim, what they hold on this. Right, that the Rambam says, if you Zorek Bein HaPasim, from Rishus HaRabim to Bein HaPasim, so Yechayev Katas, because he was Zorek from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochel. Now the Rambam says, that even if the Rabim are going through, even if the Rabbim are going through, Afal Pikein, you still Chayev Chattas. So the Magen Mishnah says, you see from here, that the Rambam Shita is that Lo Asur Rabbim Umavatli Mechitzta. The Mishkan of Siakov disagrees and says no, because if you look carefully in the Rambam speaks about Bikkur. And Bikkur is usually synonymous with Carmelis. Bikkur is usually a valley, it's synonymous with Carmelis. So he says, no, the Rambam Dafki changed the case in the Gemara because he doesn't paskin like Lo Osir Rabim, he paskins Osir Rabim, but even though the Rambam paskins Osir Rabim, we'll see shortly that that's only in a Rishus HaRabim. In the Carmelis, everyone agrees that Lo Osir Rabim. Now, So I was, so the Chazon Ish was convinced that the Rehitas HaRishonim and HaPoiskim is the Paskin Lo Osir Rabim Vadla Mechitzta. And he quotes the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah as part of this list. However, there is one Rambam that still requires, I told you I wasn't showing you all the Rambams, so now I have to divulge all the Rambams, all the evidence, and see what the story is. So take a look on page 8. So the Rambam writes, Arba Rishonim for Shabbos, right? And then he tells you, then the bottom line, Ezehu Rishus HaYochid. So tell Shagavu Asar Tfachim, next page 9. Rochav Arbot Tfachim, Arbot Tfachim, etc., etc. And then he goes on, and then he discusses Afilu Yeshbo Kama Milin, right? We discussed this Rambam once before, that even if the area is enclosed in a very big way, it's still Rishus HaYochid. Now that he writes, we go Medina Hamukefes Choma Shadalgosah Nilonos Balayla. So another example of a Rishus HaYochid, says the Rambam, is if you have a Medina, if you have a big area, a Medina, a state, that's Mukefes Choma, and it has Dlosos Nilonos Balayla. So that's a Rishus HaYochid. So the Beis Ephraim and Sefer Mincha Areva discusses this with Rasnasar Sefer. The Beis Ephraim has the Kasha, and this bothered me as well. It was very painful, this question. And that, what's the question? That if the Rambam indeed holds, like the Magen Mishnah says, that Lo Asir Rabim Vat L'Mechitzta, so then what do you need Losus Nulos Balayla for? Losses Nulos Malayla is when you have a Rishus HaRabim, right? If you have a Rishus HaRabim, you need Losses Nulos Malayla. But here, if you have a Medina, that means a walled city, and it's mukaf choma, so then even if it didn't have any glosses, it should be a rishus hayachid. L'chora, if assuming that every ruach is omed merubal aparetz, and therefore, what do you need? What does the Rambam have to say? Medina mukafes choma shadolsem nolos balayla. Gom medina mukafes choma. Period. But not losan nolos balayla. So this, at first glance, maybe at second glance too, seems to indicate like the Mishkan of Yaakov, that the Rambam paskins hosi rabim umavat limakitzta. Even if their pirtz is yeser meyeser, but still you don't need glossos nenolos belayla. Pirtz yeser meyeser, the Rambam says you fix with a tzuras apesa.
Or can we say, if according to the fish that we said last time, the Rosha says that if it's road, then the part is worse.
Right, but as you pointed out,
that's why this nolos belayla. So it's off right, they close it off. Since it's closed off, it's not Rosha street that's hefker. They close off the streets.
You know.
So that makes it, then it's not worth, it doesn't make it worse than a regular. If it's not closed off, then it'd be worse than a regular.
If it's not closed off, right. If it's not closed off,
it'd be worse than regular.
If it's not closed off, so then it's worse. So then but then there's no right from the, then you don't have to say that shita holds. No, the point is that, your point was that you don't have to say that shita holds that
Asirabim,
even below Asirabim. Right, even if low asirabim, it could work in.
That's why it has to be closed, because then it fits into those shittas.
Right, but if it's low asirabim, then it would. Right, but the Gemara's saying it only is according to the sheet of asirabim. That should go even according to the sheet of low asirabim. Because.
If it's not has to be closed, it would go.
No. Even if. In other words, the Gemara seems to say that if you hold asirabim, so then you have to close it. If you hold low asirabim, then you don't need anything. Right? So, but according to that so-called svara, that if it's made for roads, it's different. So then even if you hold low asirabim, it still should be a problem.
Right. So
it still should be a problem, even if it's...
But that svara was only set on roads that were not closed.
Yeah, but the Gemara is saying that shita holds is only asirabim. In other words,
and therefore it's not worse than regular roads.
Right, but this is.
Therefore, it's not worse than regular asirabim.
Okay, maybe. Okay, so that's the question over here. So how does it? What do you need? So the base of Ephraim gives a teretz. The base of Ephraim gives a teretz, and that is that. If you take a look at this figure, you have here four walls, but in the north and the south there's an opening. North and south there's an opening, right? So the Beis Ephraim says, but if the houses were, and here's the road is in the middle. If houses are built along the roads. So Mimela, these walls are considered Masuluk, because the houses are blocking. In other words, whenever you have a house and it's closed off, so it blocks the wall. For example, if you're in an alleyway, so you don't say, well, I have a wall on the other side, because the house is boxing it off. So if you have houses built up on the side of the road, it's as if each side of the road is walled off, and Mimela, all you have left is two walls. And Mimela, if all you have is two walls, then everyone agrees that Asarabim Vat Lemechitzta, because the only time you say Lo Asarabim Vat Lemechitzta is by if you have four walls. You have to have four walls and the breaches in the wall, then you say Lasser Rabba Vad Lemechitza. Understand? So maybe if then you have to say that that's, I don't know, maybe that was common to have it like that. But this Rambam is the problem. This Rambam is the problem if you with the approach that the Rambam holds Los Rabim Ubavatli Mechitzta. So unless you say the base of Ephraim's Teretz.
And the houses are blocking off the walls to the right and left?
Yeah, in other words, if the houses are built on the, or the Chomus HaMavoy is built on the sides of the road,
yeah.
So then it's like, so then it's like this. It's like you have, yeah, you have like this. This is Shem Dal Mechitzes. But if you go like this, and you have walls here, so those are Masalik, the outer walls, and now all you have is two walls. So Mamela, then, so that's the base of Ephraim's Teretz to this. So that, in other words, so then, in other words, the case of the Rambam is only with two walls. It's only with two walls. So then, Kulei Alma Lo Pligi, that Asur Rambam Mevat Lemechitza. If you want to maintain that like the Magen Mishnah, or else you could say that this is a dechia to the Magen Mishnah. Okay. Now today's shiur is specific. So that's the, I want to open up today's shiur with the Shitas HaRambam Dosi Rabim, because that was a Tashlumin from, because last time we discussed the Machlokas with the Magen Mishnah and the Mishkanos Yaakov, what's shot in the Rambam. So what's shot in the Rambam, so then so that this is one more part of the puzzle. Okay. Now, we normally assume that the din of glossos, the Gemara tells us a chiddush, that even though you can't use a tzuras ha-pesach for shus harabim, and this is going to be a very important point, in other words, that's always the question. In other words, whenever you have an Erev discussion of whether you can put an Erev in a certain community, meaning it's Suras HaPesach, so the discussion immediately is this area a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa or not? And that, because if the area is a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, so then we say that you need glossos, meaning you need doors. And we'll see what are the. One opinion says you have to shut the door every night, and therefore the rabbim don't have free access 24/7. So that means it's no longer a shus rabbim. Or you don't have to shut it every night, as long as the door is there. And theoretically, you could shut it. So even if you don't shut it, that already is good enough. And that we'll see machlokas about that. So for a Shus HaRabim needs glossos, and for a Carmelis you need, and that's what the Gemara says. That's the din of Yerushalayim al Molad glossos said in Nolos Balayla Chayavim Aleh Mishum Shus HaRabim. And even if it's even in a situation where you have, so you need losses. Now, well, it depends. If you have shame dalad mechitzas, as we just said before, if you have shame dalad mechitzas, then you don't need losses, because once you have shame dalad mechitzas and you hold los harabim van lemechitzta, so then you don't have rishus harabim. If you hold Asur Rabim Mevat Lemechitzta, then you need losses. Or if you don't have Shem Dalad Mechitzas. Oh, we're going to discuss that momentarily. Say, in other words, not every place in the world has Shem Dalad Mechitzas. say, I don't know, in New Jersey. Does that, right? I don't think the machitzas in New Jersey, right? I don't know, no, my Teaneck, Bergenfield, all these places, there's no machitzas there. I don't think so. In Brooklyn and Manhattan, they build up, all these build up places, so there's machitzas, and then you can be done on the machitzas. But in these other places, there's no machitzas. So now, you don't have Shem Dal machitzas. So now, Kulei Alma, if there's a Rishus HaRabim there, then you need losses. You need losses. Now, we're going to discuss, is it shaykh to have losses b'zman hazeh or not, and how, what are the modern day losses, what are they? But the general rule that the Gemara says is Rishus HaRabim mi ma'arva, right, the Gemara says in 2 lines from the bottom, was originally the Gemara said Kesa Marvim Derek Rishus HaRabim Osa Tzuras HaPesach Mikan Velechi Mikor Rikan, and then the Gemara asked the Kasha, but it's not true, you can't. And then the Gemara goes and introduces the concept of losses. Now Rav Shechter is always into quoting the Marami Rutenberg, so we'll quote it as well. So if you want to see the Marami Rutenberg inside, I don't know if it's such a chiddush, it's quoted in the Mordechai, but I the original source is on page 4 leading to page 5. The Rav Shechter claims is the Yisod of Eruvin. I just think he's just quoting the Gemara. I don't think he's saying such a big chiddush. He's talking about an area here, 4 lines from the bottom. I didn't bracket it, I'm sorry. Kuf Lamed Beis. Page 4, Os Kuf Lamed Beis. 4 lines from the bottom. Pasuk read Nikan, the Osam Yehudim, Hadarim, Bekrochim, Amukofim, Koma. If you have people living in Krochim, Amukofim, Koma, Sheish Behem, Mechitzes, Gemuros, Adolfosheim, Nulos, Balaila, Deinem, Tzvichim, Liskor, Afil, Yesh, Harbe, Yisraelim, Bevais, Echad, Charlo, Talta, Bechola, Ir. Came the Lekish Shnei Yisrael and Shnei Batim Osrim Zel Zel. So, in other words, he says that it's a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. If it losses on the Nolos Belayla. And then he discusses how do you go ahead and make the Eir of Chatzeres or the Schiris Rishus, and he discusses it. But to get to discuss an Eir of Chatzeres or Schiris Rishus, you have to first make it into Rishus HaYachid. So he quotes, "Oh, it's losem nilos belayla." So the Maram Rutenberg comments on that. Mashakosuv tosus losem nilos belayla lo nehirali didan delesa rishus harabim lo ba'ayin ne'ila. So the Maram Rutenberg says we don't need the losses nilos belayla because the area is not a rishus harabim anyway. So since it's not a rishus harabim anyway, so you don't need losses nilos belayla. And he says, Lididon, this is the key thing, he says, Lididon the Laysa Rishus Harabim, Loboy Ni'ila. For us that don't have Rishus Harabim, now the Pashup Shah, it means we don't have Rishus Harabim, so it's a Karmelis, so you don't need the Losses Nanolas Balayla. Now this Maran Burtenberg, if you want to see where it's quoted in the Mordechai on page 3. The Mordechai quotes it. Okay, Rabbeinu Meir. But I it's easier to read it from the original source. And the Ramah in Darkei Moshe as well quotes it as well. On page 6 in the Darkei Moshe. This is by Rami Rutenberg. Now, so just before we continue, let me make a side comment. Rami Moshe Feinstein has a unique shita about losses. And he holds that losses is not necessarily, and he writes that beferish. I don't know if I quoted. I have that page here in the packet, but it's right. It's like the next page in the tshuva, or the page before, the page after. But he says that Moshe holds that even if something technically is not a rishus harabim, listen carefully. Even something is technically not a rishus harabim, but it, for example. He's talking about, say, bridges. There's a whole discussion. We'll have a packet on that. What's a bridge? What's a bridge? So, because a bridge is lamala miyutvachim, so and Rishus Harabim normally is not tofes lamala miyut. So it's a whole discussion: is a bridge a Rishus Hayachid? Is it a Carmel? Is it a Rishus Harabim? Whatever it is. So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva that even if you want to say that a bridge is not a Rishus Harabim because of a technical reason. But Lamaisa, if it has the Bekiyas Harabim and it has whatever amount of people you need, so you're right. It's not a Rishus Harabim for whatever reason. It's Lamala Miyud, and therefore someone who's metaltal on the bridge won't be Chayiv Skila. But still, you need a din Delis. Because Ramosha's Mechadesh, that Delis is whenever there's a regular Bekiyas Harabim and it's a mokum of Rishus Harabim, it's just for a technicality. You don't have a din Rishus Harabim, so Moshe holds you need losses, and we'll see that point. That's why I believe that there's someone suggested a possibility that, and we'll have a whole packet on this, that if you take a string and you put it over the from one side of the street to the other side of the street. You take 10 strings, so you make it 4 tefachim wide, and you make it throughout from one side. So now it's a Rishus Harabim Makura. It's a Rishus Harabim Makura. So in a Hanami, it's a Rishus Harabim Makura. So Midoraisa you can carry underneath the overhang. You can carry. You're not Chayav Chatas if you carry underneath that. But so according to some, if you would put up a Tzuras HaPesach over there, it would be okay. You wouldn't need losos because it's a Carmelis. Over there is a Carmelis. But if you want to fulfill Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion, then I don't think that you would fulfill his shita. He would say lechora, based on understanding his shitas on losos, that you'd still need losses because it's still we'll talk about this more when we speak about Rishus Harabim Makura. It's still a Rishus Harabim. It still has the Bekiyas Harabim, and it's still a Mokom that has the dinner. So now there's a technicality that it's Yenach Chayv Chatas. Just like Lamala Miyud, there's a technicality Yenach Chayv Chatas, and Afal Pikein, you still need losses. So who are in here, I believe. Yeah. Oh, so Rav Moshe has a unique pshat in the Maran Rutenberg. Okay, which I'm going to show you right now. So Rav Moshe, let's read what Rav Moshe says about that. So page 7. Upashut shekavonas Maran hu she'enu tzorach gam losos klal. In other words, he feels that Maran Rutenberg says you don't need the ila. Doesn't mean that losses you need, but you don't need the ila, which you could have learned. That before some fashion the Shus Harabim lekeman the Omer the Bo and the ila, aval kol panim mashma the polik maram rachli didon the leislan Shus Harabim. So Rav Moshe makes a diak. I don't know. This is a real diak, and his diak. You see the pasuk shot. You read the maram. He says, well, we don't have a Shus Harabim. So therefore, you don't need the losses. So Rav Moshe's diak, Rav Moshe was very medayik, and you either like this diak or you don't. But he said, Rav Moshe's saying, who cares l'didon? You think I care about the rest of the world? I want to make my erev here. I want to know if this area is a Rishus Harabim. What do you mean l'didon? What are you speaking about the Ganze Welt? All I care about is this area. That's where I want to make my erev. I'm not making my erev in Timbuktu. I'm making my erev here. So why is there lididon? What do you have to speak about? So the Pashim Shah means, it just means, that's the, since no one, it's just a way of speaking. Yeah. So Moshe says, makes a whole thing about this. No. The Maram Rutenberg only was makel bizman, that there's no hechi timtze anymore of Rishus Harabim. So then he says, even though this area is a regular city, there's a Bekiyas Harabim, right? So he says, if there would be other areas that were mamish bona fide rishus harabims, so even though for this area doesn't have is a rishus harabim for whatever reason, we would still need glossus. But since now we're in a situation where there are no rishus harabims around, so we're not going to make you have glossus over here because it's dum yud rishus harabim. Whereas Rav Moshe holds whatever it's dum yud rishus harabim need glossus, and the Maram who did away with glossus is only lididon that we don't have any rishus harabims anymore. Look inside. That's how he explains the Maram. And then, no, because the Chora, the Pasha Pshat in that, is because that Ma'avim Foolish was not Tazayin Amma. Okay, we'll talk about it more, but that's my Hashara of what, you know, and you got to see this part of the Tshuva, and then there's another page that I didn't put in this packet. But that's, I'm not here today to discuss that, but so it has its Nafkaminas, according to Rav Moshe, when whether he would require the law. Oh, okay, good. So that's Maram Rutmer. Good. Okay. Now, like this. There are three shittas in Rishonim. What do you need by a Rishus Harabim? So the Gemara said, Beferish, you need Losos Ninolos Balayla. So first, you have to realize the Gemara continues on and has a discussion about Sarach Linol or Ain Sarach Linol, Vavam and Beis. In other words, do you taka have to every night go ahead and close the doors or not? In other words, the Pashtus, it could go either way. Either mamish have to close it off, so therefore it's not, as the Rishonim say, it's not motzui the rabbin b'chol eis. It's not motzui the rabbin b'chol eis. It's not motzui the rabbin b'chol eis. Right? Or the fact that any given second it could be closed down, the street could be closed off. That's also called Einu Motzui the Rabbim, because in theory you can. So first, there's a discussion, what is the Shitas HaRambam? So we saw that Rambam that I started the shiur off today, that the Rambam says you need Losos Ninolos Balayla. So everyone asked the Kasha from another Rambam. Where's this other Rambam? And this Rambam at page 11. This Rambam I quoted to you without seeing it inside, packet 6, when we're talking about the Rambam Shita about Suras HaPesach. So page 11, take a look. Perek Yud Zayin Halacha Yud. Zok the Rambam. Shnei Koslim Meshus HaRabim Va'am Ovin Beineim Ketzed Machshir Beineim Osed Losses Mikan Ud Losses Mikan V'chachi Yasa Beineim Meshus HaYachim. So the Rambam is talking about you have two walls, two parallel walls, and the Rabbim are going in between. So you need losses. The Einu Tzorach Linol had losses Balayla. Aval Tzorach Sheyu Ruyos Linoil. Because there have to be Ruyos Linoil. You don't need losses Ninolos Balayla. Hayu Mishukaos Ba'ofar. Say the doors were blocked by offer, so you can't close the door. So then you got to take away the offer. Because if the offer is there, it's not called Roy Linol. Aval Tzuras HaPesach Olechi V'kora Einam Olim B'Hekshe Rishus HaRabim. So everyone asked the Kasha, the ganze Welt asked the Kasha, is steer in the Rambam. How come the Rambam before in the Perek Yudalat Halacha Aleph says you need Ninolos Balayla, and here he says all you need is Royus Linol. So the different terrors, I'll tell you the terrors that I like the best. probably the most simple teretz, and that is the teretz of the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Eiruvin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, because the Rambam does it also in Hilchos Eiruvin on page 10. The Rambam writes, "Chein adin b'medina shehi mekefes chol mekvod asar tfachim sheisha d'losos v'nolos b'layla shekula v'shus hayachidi." But it needs, and again, he writes Ninolas Balayla. So I think the Pashup Shah, what the Magid Mishnah says, is like this. He says like this. You see, when the Rambam was discussing in general what a Rishus HaYachid is, so he writes here in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yudal Halacha Aleph, and here in Eirvin, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, he's just talking in general terms. A Rishus HaYachid, you can make an Eir of Chatzeres. But he's not there to discuss the details of the halacha. He's just saying, this is a Rishus HaYachid Ba'ofen Klali. And then he'll discuss the details later. So he's not interested in telling you the details of what the details of Delos are in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph and Perek Yudalet Halacha Aleph. He's just telling you, you need losses. What type of loss? He calls it nulos. But he's so mech on what he writes in Perek Yud Zayin. That's what he writes. Gamze lo diktek rabbeinu. In other words, the Rambam was medaktek b'din ha-mechitzos l'fish eino makomo. In other words, this is not the place to discuss the details of the mechitzos. He's just telling you, in general, you need mechitzos, and you need the glosses, and now we're into telling you how to make an Erev Chatzeres, or etc. But in Ochanami, the Rambam Shita is, and that's, this Magid Mishnah is how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. I mean, in the Shulchan Aruch's Havana of the Rambam. There's going to be two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you need Losas Ninolas Balayla or Ruyas Linol Balayla. Okay? So, the Magid Mishnah says, the Rambam Sheet is, all you need is Losas Ruyas. So the Losas can be open the whole time, as long as it's Ruyas Linol. Oh. Oh, one second. So that I like as the simple teretz of the Rambam. The Meiri wants to give another teretz on page 15. But I'm happy with this teretz, and this is the teretz of the Shulchan Aruch, because when the Shulchan Aruch discusses how do you see what he writes over here. Page 15, when he quotes the Shitas HaRambam, he says that maybe there's a distinction between a whole Medina and Stam Rishus HaRambam. Veleka, first word in line is Veleka. Page 15, left side. The Lekel Akshul Leim Mahadu Yerushalayim. The Shema Iu Mashvi Chiluk Ben Yerushalayim Ushar Rishus Harabim. Medina Shaini Uboy Hechsher Godol. That there he was talking about a whole Medina. So a whole Medina. So you need Mamish Losus Ninolos Balayla. If it's just not a whole Medina, it's just talking about one street. That's we're not talking about the walls of a Medina. We're talking about one street. That so they're not okay. That's the Miris Teretz. That's the Miris Teretz. Oh. Now happens to be that the Meiri points out that there are three pshatim in Rishonim. How to understand the Gemara of Yerushalayim. The Gemara says Yerushalayim had losses nunolos balayla. So therefore what? So one shot is it had to be nunolos balayla. If not nunolos balayla, that's nothing. The Rambam Shita is then you could say that you don't need the nolos. All you need is ruyos lino. Then the right, those are two shitas. But the third shita, and we're not going to go into it in great detail, but that's the Rabbeinu Ephraim, and that requires a great elaboration. And Bez Hashem Thursday, when we discuss it in great detail, we'll get back to Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim shita is, look at the bottom of the Baal Amor, on page 14. Mashahisiv Harav Rabbeinu Ephraim lo b'drushus harabim lo ma'arva afil b'dlosos nolos einim nirim dvorov. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that even if you have dlosos nolos b'layla, you still can't carry in Yerushalayim. And this is going to be a big nekuda. The question is, why not? In other words, once I have a Rishus HaYachid, then I can make an Erev Chatzeres. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, no dice. Even, all the other shitas we showed him say, either Ninolos or Ruyas Ninol, now you have your Rishus HaYachid. So once you have your Rishus HaYachid, so all Yerushalayim is like one big apartment building. So now, make an Erev, just take a box of matches, and everyone should carry. Rabbeinu Ephraim says, no dice. No dice cigar. No cigar. No dice. Even if it's an olas balayla mamish, he can't carry. So this is going to be, to understand the proper pshat in this Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's going to be, because this could be a whole new Pesach of why maybe a big place, that even if it has all the walls that you want, maybe you still can't carry there. Midrabanan. But this requires its own shir and its own the late Rabbi Shapansky, who was the Mechutner of Shmuel Birnbaum, who wrote who used to be the editor of Or HaMizrach, he wrote a whole sefer on Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he collects all the Rabbeinu Ephraim's dushas, and he has a whole arichas on this Rabbeinu Ephraim, what Rabbeinu Ephraim means. But again, Rabbeinu Ephraim, but I don't want to discuss it now. But these are the three possible shitas of Yerushalayim. Either Yerushalayim had the Nolos Balayla and the Bikshrus HaYochid, and therefore you can make an Erev Chatzeres and carry. Or all you need is, even if it was Nolos, that was just a fact of life, but it didn't need to be Nolos. And you still get Yerushrus HaYochid and you can carry. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says, no, even if it's Nolos Balayla, all the Gemara said is, Ein Chayavim Alei Mishum Rishus HaRabim. But it's still, you can't carry there. Even if you want to make an Erev Chatzeres, it's not going to work. And Rav Moshe has a whole thing on this, and we'll discuss. Oh, okay. Now, listen carefully. Rav Harari hit on a very important point. And to me, this point is very crucial. And that's the following. We discussed last week the machlokis, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanan, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbanan, whether asurabim or lo asurabim, right? And we said that some hold asurabim, and some say lo asurabim, provided that the shame dal and mechitzas, right? And then the question, who do we really pass him like? So let me ask you a question. Remember the Prima Gadim? I told you the famous Prima Gadim. Is it Tzuras HaPesach Adin D'Raisa or Adin D'Rabbanan? Right, if I put a Tzuras HaPesach in my backyard, say it doesn't have any fences, I put a Tzuras HaPesach in the backyard and I throw into it from Rishus HaRabim, did I create a Rishus HaYochim and a Torah or not? But that's talking about my backyard. There's no Bekiyas HaRabim. What if I would take a bona fide Rishus HaRabim, and I would put, which some people claim is, a lot of places, and I'd make an error there. So I clearly am not following the proper thing, which I'm supposed to have glosses. But I didn't have glosses. I didn't have even glosses of Ruyas Linol. I didn't have glosses of Nilols. I didn't have anything. I am a Tzuras HaPesach. So is the Tzuras HaPesach command the lesser? Or do we say that at least Midaraisa, if you hold lo asurabim, you created shame dal mechitzas, and therefore, okay, so dlosos is only a requirement midrabanan, or is dlosos a requirement midaraisa? That is a very fundamental question. Now, Is that shame down the chitzus or not? So, remember in one of the drushes that Moshe Bick gave against the Arabs in Brooklyn. So, what they did was, they printed those that years later after he passed away, that, you know, they wanted to attack his position. So they wrote out his drusha, and then at the bottom of the drusha, they wrote, well, and each line in the drusha, they said, but what about this, what about that, and what about the other thing? So one of the things he wrote and said in his drusha is that if you don't have glossus, so then glossus is the dindaraisa. Glossus is the dindaraisa. If you don't have glossus, you machal Shabbos midaraisa. So you can't say that at least you have an Erev, so even if it's a Rishus Rabbim, so I don't have Glossos, so I only violate Midrabban. Only violate Midrabban. So let's see who says what, and then I'll tell you what I think Heichan had in note on this matter. So take a look in the Ritva. Says the Ritva on page 19. He says, "Perish the imishum kora olechi, filo man da'omer sheimishum mechitz, lo chashiv lo shei mechitz." So its question is, well, the case over there was that if you had two walls and a kora lechi on the third and the fourth wall, Rabbanan say it's no good. But pase biros, they said was good. But the Gemara says, what's the difference? Because Pasi Biros has Shem Dal Mechitzis. So says the Ritva, so why don't you say that this is all Shem Dal Mechitzis? You have two walls, you have a Lechi and a Korah, you have Shem Dal Mechitzis. So he says, no. A Lechi and Korah, even if his Lechi is Mishum Mechitza, it's not Choshev enough. Lo Chashivu Lehu Shem Mechitzis Chashuvas Le'inyin Zeh. Tafilu Mitzuras HaPesach! Zot the Ritva. Even if you have a Tzuras HaPesach around the area, Nami lo chashiva mechitzis came Pasi Biros Shei Sham Shtei Amos Omdin. He says, Pasi Biros Chol HaPochos, in each direction you have a wall that's an Amma wide. Right? Pasi Biros are the L-shape. The L-shape 10 Tfachim high and an Amma wide in each direction. A Tzuras HaPesach is a Lechi Mashehu. You don't call that Shem Dal Mechitzis. So Memela, the Ritva holds that even if you hold Lo'osi Rabim Uvatli Mechitzta, putting up Tzuras HaPesach B'shus HaRabim is a garnish, nothing. You Mechal, like Rabbik said, you Mechal Shabbos Midaraisa. If it's a Rishus HaRabim, and Tzuras HaPesach, and you don't put up glossos, you mechal Shabbos midarais. Oh, and that to me, Rabosai, I'll tell you my opinion right now. That to me, I think, is the pashtus. Even though we're going to see Gedolei Olam who say the other way, like this Ritva, that. Shame dal mechitza. In other words, so you have to. So that's why you have to make sure that the area is. You see, it came up once in Brooklyn. I heard this that there was a bris on Shabbos in Flatbush or whatever. So, question of taking the baby to shul and discussing whether that even if it's a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa, but maybe l'chol hapochos. Now that the Erev's there, so it's only the Rabbanu. And then the Shrus, that was the discussion. So that, whether this is true or not. So, Pashtus is, even though Rabbik was makel for other reasons to take the baby to whatever, but that's the question. Oh, so the Ritva writes klor, that it's not true. So there are three Gedolei Olam, and then there'll be a fourth one together with the Ritva. Three Gedolei Olam who say, maybe more, but from what I put in the packet here.
Could you just say why you think that? Why?
Why do I think that's true? I think that because, I don't know, it's much from the Gemara. You don't get the impression from the Gemara that it's only a din de rabban. You get the impression that that's mikir adin, to make it a rishus hayachid. What's this a feeling?
What's it?
To make it, in other words, to have an area which otherwise would be a rishus harabim, and now you want to be able to carry there. So the Gemara says you need losses. Right. In other words, if you hold Asi Rabim, then for sure it's no good. The question is, if you hold low Asi Rabim, would at least that make it Midoraisi have your Rishus Hayachid? And no, it's only Midorabonin that they. And Pashas is, once you hold low Asi Rabim, Pashas is, then you don't need losses. That's the Pashas Hasugim. So if you do the inglossus, that means that the whole issue of right, but that's only if you have shame dal mechitzas.
My real question is,
let's see. Give
what the nature of Teruzah Pesach? If it's a steam off, if it's a real mechitzah, so then
it should be. Yeah, but maybe it's not a lechi mishum mechitzas also, but it's the Gemara says beferish by. Okay, maybe. I guess maybe the Ritva, maybe. I don't know why.
Why doesn't it all come down to yourself?
No, so that's why I preface my remark, just to warn you, that the Suffolk of the Prima Godim has nothing to do with this. Because the Suffolk of the Prima Godim is even in my backyard. I have even a Camp Marashah, it's a Carmelis L'Kulei Alma. And now I put four Tzuras HaPesachs up.
It's a Kolshkin.
Oh, no. So there, the Prima Godim is Mesupak, did I create a Rishus HaYochid or not?
I'm saying the Fakos, you for sure have a Suffolk. You're saying it's even the Prima Godim would say, the Vadai like the Ritva.
Right, in other words, there's no. The Prima Godim is just Mestapek. Without the Bekiya, did you create it?
You're saying it's Tadla Kula is only by my backyard. But by Restoran, the Prima Godim would say Vada.
Right, you don't see from the Prima Godim. This Nakuda, I think, gets people confused. They want to use the Prima Godim, they want to bring him in. But they have to understand that
filler. I'm just saying that there's no Tadla Akka because you.
You understand? In other words, the Prima Godim doesn't have to necessarily hold the cool on this. People think, oh, the Prima Godim is the Raisa, so should the you understand that? But the Prima Godim is talking about a back. Okay, now. Oh. So the first person, I'm not going in chronological order, is there's an unbelievable Bir Halacha. Unbelievable Bir Halacha. I will say, unbelievable. Listen to what he says. The Bir Halacha says that you know very well, the Bir Halacha says. On page 21. Well, let me say it outside first, and then we'll see it inside. He says, you know very well that people are making and putting up Erevin in cities. So what are they relying on? Well, we didn't get to the discussion yet that what makes a Rishus Harab. Is it when you have Tezayin Amma, or do you need Shishim Riba? So if all you need is Tezayin Amma, then everything is Rishus Rabbim. If you also need Shishim Riba, then some cities had it and some cities don't. So you could tell me, says the Mishnah Brura, the Bir Halacha, that the problem is today we want to put it even if there is Shishim Riba. That's another problem. But so it says the Bir Halacha. What do you want to tell me? That you know why we're Mekel? Because our cities don't have Shishim Riba. That's why we're Mekel. So says the Mishnah, he strokes his beard, and he says, nah. He says, that's a machlokas Rishonim. How can we be so flippant? I have 12 Rishonim on this side, 12 Rishonim on that side. So we're just sort of Mekel on a Daraisa like this, that we say, you don't need Shishim Riba. You don't need Shishim Riba, but I have 12 Rishonim. The Rambam, Gdolei HaPoskim, never heard of Shishim Riba in his life. So all of a sudden we're Mekel? He said, that can't be the reason for the kula. So he says, you know what the reason for the kula is? He says, because once you put up a tzuras ha-pesach, you got rid of the daraisa. Now, the requirement of lasos is only what? Midrabanan. So under the Rabbanan, we'll be mako and say you need shishim ribo, and therefore you don't need lasos even. Look inside. Look inside. Take a look. Yeah. Who should know what's a Lila? Vimlo Biralacha, second line. Look. Vimloha Yuninolos Koshiken Tsurasa Pesach Lavad, Chaiv Chatas Ladeyazu, to Osurab Vatla Mechitzta. If you hold Osurab Vatla Mechitzta, that all you have is the Tzuras HaPesach, you're in problem. Who das harif harosh v'asmach, old poskim, shevir divrei Rabbi Yochanan l'alacha. Even though he wants to put the riff on the other side. Okay. The Deya Shnia, who das harambam, in other words, the Mishnah Berurah is from the camp that the Rambam is from the Lohasu. V'arambam afil lo hoyud losus klal, ki im Tzuras HaPesach, gam kein ein chayv chattas. The posak ki Rabbi Lozer, the losa rambam v'adlu mechitz, the king kosar akronim. I call upon him midrabanan sarach delis lagam ledaito, but only midrabanan. So he says. So then he goes ahead and says next spear halacha. He named avur b'siv zed the brishus harabim ba'id losos l'kuli alma uldeya kamaisa sarach lino vilav hachi oser l'taltel midaraisa. According to uldeya basraisa, dai b'ruyis lino v'imkain kosher al minaga olam. He says, what's pshat the minaga olam? Shenis mistapkin b'tzuras ha-pesach b'rishus ha-rabim shehu rochav tezayin ama. We have a rishus ha-rabim that's tezayin ama, and we're putting up only tzuras ha-pesach. Rebbein shalom. I'm foolish mishal shar. Lisma o, v'lisma chalchitan l'didon leislam rishus ha-rabim. Gam ken kosher me'od. Meaning we don't have shishim ribo. The Be'emes Rov Rishonim saw him come to Dani to Rishus Rabbim. Gai Mishkanos Yaakov Shereich Meze. Him came Kosher Lismoch Al Zeh V'Issa Skila. How can we be so flippant and Issa Skila? You know Rishus Rabbim? But half the Rishonim say all you need is a street that's Tezayin Amma. V'Anochim! The Somchim Al Shitas HaRambam. The Pasuk HaRambam Lazeh. Right? Even that we're not so sure, right? I'm not so sure that that's Shitas HaRambam. But the Mishnah Berurah says, that's Shitas HaRambam, that he paskins like Rolozer, the Lossi Rabbim, Mavad Lemichitzta. Uludidei, Bevadei Menatora Sagi Betzura Sapesach. So, Midaraisa, you're safe. Because Lossi Rabbim. Volonishar Lanu, so what's left? Midrabbonin, by Rishus HaRabbim, you need Adelis. Ki im isad rabban diyesh gam la rablaza below the losses k'muche be rama uvze efshar diyesh lismach adeh deim rishus harabim al b'shishim ribo v'lavel karmelis. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah Bir Halacha says. So clearly from the Bir Halacha against this ritva, that this is that midaraisa, if you have tzuras ha-pesach rishus harabim, you took care of your daraisa. The prima gadim is mistapik.
And he's being machriel tzalakul even or sarabim.
He's saying that's what was somicha. Yeah. That's the bir halacha.
Why he doesn't quote that it's like a sapik, I guess.
Right. He's saying that's what we're being somicha. He says.
The Rama didn't mention anything about sarabim.
Right. So he's taking a stand on the prima gadim. Meaning that it becomes it's a din d'oraisa. He's saying it is a din d'oraisa. He's taking a stand, as Rabbi Rari said. And not only that, it's such a d'oraisa that we're going to say Lo'os Rabbi Mavatli. Wow. And he says it more than once, the Mishnah Berurah. He says it more than once. And you know what he says? Unbelievable. He has another bir halacha from page 23.
Does he care about how people
put it? Yes or yes or yes? What do you think? What do you think? We're talking about a little street? We're talking about the big cities in Europe.
Yeah,
The big sin.
Well,
you don't need.
Yeah,
but okay, was that Rama's personal sheet about the yesim yesim? But that doesn't have to get into this. It doesn't have to be the Rama. The other Rishonim will say lost. You know what I mean? Now, he says another thing. He says, you tell me, I have some Rishonim on my side. I have Rishonim on my side. Who do I have? You know who says the Mishnah Berurah, page 23 in the Bir Halacha? You remember the Tosus we learned last week? Tosus asked the Kasha, why do you need Pasei Biros? Just put up what? They gave two terutzim. So where were the Pasei Biros? L'chorah, they were even in the Rishus HaRabim. So you see from here that Bidaraisa, the Tzuras HaPesach could do the same thing that the Pasei Biros could do. It's just Midrabanim, either Chashash that they're going to knock them down, or they know the Urim. So he says that Tosus is on my support. Fifth line. He made page 23, the Bir Halacha. He made the Divrei HaTosus there in Dafyur Aleph. Hey, Verosh Rashi, Hishu, the Amai Hutzvul Asas, Pasbi Rosh, Lahatir, Hashkos, the Behemas, the Olos, the Gong, Yasu Dalak in Dacin, Kanal Gabayim, David Suiz, the Pesach, Peshama, Pasbi Rosh, after Rosh Hashanah. It is that, right? The Pasbi Rosh, or even Rosh Hashanah, as we see the Gemara Daf Chof, that the Rambam discusses Zorik into the Pasbi Rosh. According to the other, we've shown them to learn, give a different terrace. No, he doesn't. Yeah. And then he says, but not everyone learns that way in that sugya. So, but within this Tosus, in other words, he co-opts Tosus to be on his side. Now, two other Gedolei Olam also were on this side of the Mishnah Berurah, and that's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav on page 24. Says the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Afal Pi Shin Samach Dal Dal. Afal pi shetzuras pesach hi kemechitza gemura, v'mosa tzuras ha-pesach rabbi dal kundes in shus yach gemura hi mena Torah, afil osa kein pe'emtsa rishus harabim gemura, v'mosa shesbar, afal pi kein b'divrei sovrim, ein tzuras ha-pesach mo'elos l'shus harabim gemura. And then midrabanon you need, but he clearly writes this. The Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe. That midaraisa, you put a tzuras ha-pesach up in rishus harabim, and also is good midaraisa. Then midrabanan, you gotta do it. So this also was in the Mishnah Berurah's. And my friend from Samar of Chaim Kalman Gutman always likes to point out to me the Tzemach Tzedek. Yeah, on page 25. That he was the third Rebbe. I guess that was a tradition, maybe. You can read it, but look, Tzemach Tzedek, he doesn't write so long. In this day, the people are read long. He writes a paragraph, then he has a kitzer. You know, today we would consider the paragraph the kitzer. So it's class two on kitzer. Me atosus shnei terusim muchem midaraisa afilu bishus harabim gomor haynu kemamim fush bishus harabim mishnei stodim chavi yud tazvayani kam ke mahani tikun sur special needs stodim rach midarabonin lo mahani sur sakhez gam rabonin. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Tzemach Tzedek all say that if you put a Tzuras HaPesach up in Rosh Hashanah and Daraisa, you've knocked down the Daraisa, and you're only left with a Drabbanan issue. And the requirement of the Losos, Ad Gemara says you need Losos for Rosh Hashanah, that's only Midrabbanan. And the Ritva holds not that way, yeah. Right. I mean, if you want to fix it up with a, if you, yeah. Okay, in a phenomenon. You say it's the Rabbanim. And that's the Chazon Ish, his whole Yisod, with his, yeah.
But how is the Mishnah Berurah Medayek and the Rambam's Lashon?
Because he paskins, like the Mishnah Berurah assumes the Magid Mishnah is correct in the Rambam, that the Rambam paskin lost the Rav of Atla Mechitzta. But his step, one step further, that he applies it even to Tzuras HaPesach. The Rambam was talking about the Pasei Biros, that the Ritva was Bechalik between Pasei Biros and Tzuras HaPesach. And he says that even if you have, so even if you want to say that, that whatever community you name is a Rishus HaRabi Midaraisa, and there is no good, but it's still good Midaraisa, according to this Mahal.
But even though the Rambam himself did not mention anything about Tzuras HaPesach.
Right, but he's saying it's a poshut that Tzuras HaPesach is no worse than Pasei Biros. He says it's better, because Pasei Biros is only, in other words, there is a way to say it's better. In other words, you have four corners in the sides. Here, the Tzuras HaPesach really goes through the whole thing. It's hard to look, what I'll tell you is, we'll see in a second, that it's hard to say that if you don't have a beferish of proof in Shas that applies to Tzuras HaPesach, to say that applies to Tzuras HaPesach, it's a chiddush. So in a daraisa, it's not. I would be more, you know, like the Mishnah Berurah was so complacent to say that the Tzuras HaPesach and the Shishim Ribo, but even on that issue is not so pashut. So the Chazon Ish on page 27 takes issue with all these people. And he says, like the Ritva. Chazon Ish says, first of all, he says, page 27. Zok the Chazon Ish. You know, if I'm not told to do an email, I'm going to show you. Biros, love it, Tzuras HaPesach, right? He may have a nosim chol, a be'er, shalo ye'er, shusarab, mavers, talk Tzuras HaPesach. Who says he means, it was inochanami, you could have Tzuras Pasei Biros, even Rishus HaRabim, but that doesn't mean that Tosis Kasha was on the Rishus HaRabim. Was not every Be'er is in Rishus HaRabim. So there were Be'ers that were not. But who says he was necessarily asking about those that were in Rishus HaRabim? That Kaimalon Dein Tzuras HaPesim O'il Rishus HaRabim Min HaTorah. Rabbi Yehuda bin the losses, Rabbi Yochanan bin the losses nuulos. After until Zolom the kind of passim shari after Rishus Rabbi over it become Mokum Shabri Kosel Mchol Abeiros. The Sefer Mishnah Brura, he says Kosel first the very after Rishus Rabbi was Tachzuvel. For Chiyach Mizet Tzuras Abes Mahani Men Atorah Mchol Dal Ruchos. For Zeh Lo Yitochein. The Avogam Tzuras Abes Men Atorah. Become, in other words, even if you want to say that Tzuras Abes Men Atorah, like that Tzad in the Prima Godim, become Mokum Osu Rabbi Vatli. He says, "Beis Mechitzas Shleimus is Mevatel." So Tzuras HaPesach is so, and then he repeats it again. The Chazon Ish on page 28, and he's very stark here. Look in the arrow. Ulfizet Tzuras HaPesach lo mahani l'shus harabim min haTorah af l'das harambam. He says no one really holds that Ladina. I mean, meaning they, well, the people that I said before held it Ladina, but he thinks they're wrong. I mean, Lekka from the, you know, Mishoin. So that's what I think there's an Avni Nez about that as well. So that's what these people that wanted to attack Rav Bick, that's all. And so Rav Bick got up in his drasha and said, you know, he Michal Shabbos Midaraisa, because they don't have blossus. So the people who wrote a footnote on his thing, they said, but what about the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and what about the Tzanach Tzedek, and what about the... So Rav Bick would say, but the Pashas is not like that. The Pashas is like the Chazon Ish, that it's that's a Din Daraisa.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, well, that's the other issue of the, yeah. He's saying, Chazanish is saying that, who said he's, in other words, he's asking, who said he's asking from a case in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbah?
Well, Tosfos' parents was that we're afraid that the Rabbah might knock down
Eretz. No. We're afraid that the camels are going to knock down the Eretz. Just because I go with my camel in the middle of the Bikkur doesn't mean it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. I have camels. I go to the grass. I take my camel there. And I think there's an Avnei Nezer might say, like the Shulchan Aruch Harav also, but I have to look for that again. Okay, so this is Rav Osai, a very, very fundamental machlokas in terms of because then it discusses what the stakes are. You know, according to those I hold that the derisa is getting rid of, so then the whole issue of finding out the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim becomes much. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's why he's willing to be Mekel, because already we're out of the derisa land. Yeah. Right. Oh, now another very important question. Oh, two very important questions. Now let me just talk to you about the two very, very important questions about losses. Okay, so if I would want to make a delos bezman hazeh, so how do I go about doing it? Now, anyone who's going to try to be Noel Adelas Balayla will probably be arrested. Right? I think that would be a very simple disturbing the peace or whatever he's doing. Right? You know, so it's not Shaykh Bizman Azeh, unless you have a Jewish community that's totally run by Jews and totally... But in any non-Jewish area which we live in, you can't close off the streets every night, right? So, losos nenos belayla, you can forget about. The question is, could we have chol hapochos losos haruyos lenol? The question is, do we call this ruyos lenol, or is this just a joke? So let me tell you, first of all, how people do the losos bezman hazeh. The way to describe it, I'll describe it in two mishalim, and then you'll get it. Then I'll tell you about different places. You can either speak about an accordion or a Megillas Esther. Okay? Okay, so make believe this is the street. This is from one pole to the other pole, this is the street. This is the beginning of the street. So what people would do is they would take something that looks like a Megillas Esther, but a tall Megillas Esther, okay, and they would put it against the end of the street. And it's Royus Linol means that because you can pull out the thing and block the traffic. So the Holzman is just going to stand there. It'll have the thing inside. It'll have the Megillas, so to speak, the thing, or you want to look at it like an accordion. This I can stretch out, and that's because you're asking me how you can have a delos. So that's what it's. So it will be very inconspicuous. It'll just be on the street. It'll be against there. That'll be your delos. So they wanted to put some here in Washington Heights. I remember the person that in the recent history that put up losos haruyos lenol was done in Amsterdam by Rabbi Aryeh Ralbag, who's now in the Young Israel of Avenue UK in 29th Street and Avenue UK. And he was masake in Amsterdam because they won't allow you there to put up Tzuras HaPesach. So he wrote a lengthy tshuva in the late 70s, early 80s in Noam, which is a Torah journal that we have all the copies in the library, and you can read it. He wrote like 60 pages on this, saying, and he got haskamas from different rabbanim and Eretz, big rabbanim from Eretz Yisrael, to put up losos haruyos, assuming haruyos lenol. So now the question is, what'd you say?
They have the pizzas there.
So what he did was, at every street, he put up
he put out a chicken, what do you call it?
Chicken wire.
A thing, so it's all wrapped up. In other words, and he put one thing on one, and then you could pull it out. In other words, it was like three ropes, and you pull it out, and then you put it out, and then it'll attach to, and on the other side, you have another, another piece of wood, and then you can, it can fit in there. And that's your lasus heroius lingam.
He did it on every street.
No,
no, chicken wire is inside. You just have this thing here, and the thing is inside, so it's ruyos that you can, like the Megillus Esther, you can pull it out at any time. You can pull it out at any time.
The area that he's enclosing has any walls?
Well?
The area that he's enclosing has how many walls to begin with?
No walls.
None of them have walls. So what is it?
So this is Glossus Arui Swindle. I remember, I remember when Rabbi Kenny Brander, many Gulam ago, this is pre Boca Raton, this goes back. It was Kenny Brander before Boca Raton, when he worked in Lincoln Square Synagogue. And Rabbi, so he was involved there, and they were going to put up this is pre the present West Side area, when they were putting up. So I remember I was learning in the Kollel, and Rav Shechter Kollel used to be in the third floor, first hall. So he, every once in a while, he'd come in with a delis to show Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter's not so into glosses, but he would come in to show him the delis. So he had one of those things there. Yeah, let me tell you one here, but I think all the glosses here got stolen. Yeah. Well, so there are two major issues about the Delos. And that is, on one hand, you could say, this is not even Ruyus Lindel. That's what I would say. This is not even Ruyus Lindel. Ruyus Lindel means, even if I'm not going to do it, but theoretically I could do it. But here, you call this Ruyus Lindel. I mean, no one's going to let you do it. Yeah, you'll do it, but they'll throw you into jail. That's called Ruyus Lindel. And the fact that they do it, what's this Mishigas? They do on the Thanksgiving Day parade or New Year's Eve for 1 minute. They once a year for 1 minute they put that. Oh, so this, but happens to be that this issue, whether Ruyus Lindel, even though the Memshola is not going to let you, is discussed in the poskim. The Avnei Nezer on page 29 says. Abnei Nezer, page 29. The Inyan had losses and had made the mistake of Tzavos Harachov. The Mikri Roy Lino Lolo. Machas and Memshola Betach Lo Yaniko Lino had losses. He says, Hadover Borer Besvara. The Niko Roy Lino. Masha Biyad and Memshola Lino. Because he says, well, you built the Delos. Now the Memshola could, if they want to close it off, they could use it. He says, Bishlama Im Haya Mitzvah. See, if this was a mitzvah and it had to be done by a yid, lo yichoshev roy elim kein biyad yisrael lino. Ach leosus rishus hayochid is not a mitzvah; it's a mitzias. Is it possible? So he says, ein nafkamina in biyad yisrael biyad hagoy. And then he wants to bring a raya. His raya is basically that every tzuras haPesach has to have roy. To hold the delos. So, but who's going to let you put a delos there? Right? So theoretically, every tzuras haPesach has to have a roy to be mamid delos shalkash. Or according to the opinion that you need a heker tzir, you need hinges there, and yet, no one's going to let you do it. So you see that even though they won't let you do it, as long as it's physically there, that's called roy. I don't know. So he relies on this Rabbi Lalbag, who wrote that tshuva, has to rely on this Avnei Nezer, because...
What does everybody consider being able to do it? Like how long? You just said 4 1 minutes a day, so how long do you think?
Okay, but I'm saying, even whatever you want to tell me the shear is, they won't let you... The summer has to be some amount of time.
I understand.
Yeah. What? Yeah, I mean, Harari says half an hour. But you wouldn't even get half an hour, believe me. The Bar Plukta, and I think the Pashta is the Yeshua's Malko. Yeshua's Malko, on page 30, that's where Yeshua Mikutna. His last name is Chuk. So we're not going to read the whole tshuva, but on page 31 on the bottom, he writes, if Iker did have losses, Gami Nomer, the Rak Ruin Lindel Beina. Even if you want a Taina, all you need is Roy. Because Mogim Yesh Lodim, Kevin Shein, Asuim Lindel Klal, Kimitzad Amem Shola, Ein Lam Yecholos, Hazeh Agam Halor, Rovan Shair, Hei Manochrim, Hei Mein Ritzon Huskor, Yisrael, Hei Garn to Orchim, Lom Stavakal, Hei Vatel Din Rishis Haradim Gdolom Mizeh, Globis Anir Afrikan Kham, etc., etc. So he says, it's a joke.
It's a joke. That's not even Roy Lindel. Roy Lindel means I'm the balabos here. So I don't have to go every night and close the door. But I know that any time I want to, I could. Yeah, Yerushalayim, there's my Talmud. So,
it was in Jewish hands, so they were able to close it. So even if they didn't close it, if your whole Roy Lindel was good enough, it would have been good. But today, Lechora, the whole concept of Lossos, Even if, in other words, it's a chid 2 days in Shulchan Aruch whether Royus is good enough. But even if you want to say Royus is good enough, and that's all you're going to get is Royus at best. And to say this is Royus is whatever. The Avnei Nezer said it, but it's a shver zach. Now, there's one other very important machlokas about losses. Yeah. What is a delus? Right? Say I don't have walls, right? And all I want to put is a Megillas Esther, that surah on every thing.
Did you already say what's going on in Anthony?
Yes, I did say that. I did say that. So the question is that good or not? So let me tell you. This is one of the crusades of the Chazon Ish. That the Chazon Ish said, and he says this, that if you put up a delus and there's no wall, in other words, Chazon Ish holds every delus needs a tzuras ha-pesach. Words, first you have to have your wall. Then you want to tie now the rabbi mamavata on my wall. So shot in the delus is to stop the bekiya. So then I have my wall. But Ribbono Shel Olam, if I don't have the wall, what's the delus without the wall? In other words, the delus is the refuah, but you need the person to give the refuah to. If you don't have the person, what good is the pills? If there's no person to take the pills. You know what I mean? So you have a delus. You have a mechitza that's problematic. Was the rabbim are going in, and that's not good enough for tzuras ha-pesach and rishus ha-rabbim. Either midaraisa or midarabonon. So now the pshat is that the delus makes it that the bekiya is not the good bekiya because you can hack up the bekiya, and either you actually do hack up the bekiya or you're right to hack up the bekiya. But what? But if you don't have the delus, you don't have the wall there, then you have nothing. Then it's a joke. So, Chazon Ish, take a look, and then we'll see if the others disagree with the Chazon Ish. That's the process. But the Chazon Ish, first of all, it's interesting to look on page 35, in the Mafteach of the Chazon Ish. I always like to point out the Mafteach of the Chazon Ish. It's not the Chazon Ish in the Mafteach. Come take a look. Simon Yuchayim Ches. V'din tikun mabuz rishus haram adet losus lotzur asapesach she'ein tikun zem moel klum. He says, if you put glosses up and you don't have a tzuras ha-pesach, that's a gornish. Ma'od, ma'od, roi lishtadel, lasakin tzuras ha-pesach, ulefarsein, she'ein lismach al tikun zeh. And you got to be mefarsein that if you just have a delus and you don't have a tzuras ha-pesach, right. And he says it, where he says it over.
Is it like harmless?
We'll get to that.
That is the Chazon
Ish
Lishtadel.
Why?
Chazon Ish just tied on the
Mishabur
before.
Yeah, I know.
That
Irish Saram,
the rice,
they
never meant to say it. So it's a Pesach.
So it's a Pesach, yeah.
So losses won't help either.
Right.
Losses are better than
Tzurus. Yeah, but he's saying that Tzurus a Pesach, the Chotch is a Mechitza.
Ross is not a machitza.
We thought that the Chazon Ish was saying like the Ritva, so it's Ritva Mitzvah and the Reis is Kiman the Lesser. So why should Ross, if there was...
Because Ross is not a machitza. Oh. It is a machitza, Ross is not a
machitza. Ah, so if you have Ross, it's zero.
Page 36, please.
Re'inu misaknim es hamavuos betlosos velotzeros apesach v'mekomot v'yefshar lasotzeros apesach v'kam v'kidei ha'ir. He says, we see that there are places that that put up losos when they can't put up a tzeros apesach. That's had losos no only pamachas chak posim usam omnim tamid suchim near the ain't keeping losos velotzeros v'chatzim o'al klo shadelos velotzeros apesach eino os apesach. Of course, if you close the delos, then you have a mechitza. And it's a mechitza. You know, the delos has to be the shear of mechitza. Then while it's closed, then it's a delos. But usually, most of the day, even if you close it, but most of the day the delos is open. So if you don't have a tzuras ha-pesach there, where's your mechitza? Where's your mechitza?
So the Chazon Ish was very strong about this point. Now, who's the Machlok of the Chazon Ish? People that preceded the Chazon Ish.
Take a look in the Avnei Nezer on page 34. Mashanov, the Pasuk also said, Shuvah condemns the topic and loss of voice through the Pasuk. Shus Rabbi Lom Hani Tzur Sepesa Vad Boyim Gen Blossus Kamokot Blossus Vad Efshe Inu Moil Haskamas a Sefer Pesach Abayis Shamati Gam Mishael Shuv Is Bris Avrom Did Blossus Levad Matirim V'chein Das Hachasim Sofa Shigam Roy the Tzur Sepesa Moil Kol Shikain Roy the Dias of Blossus. So he quotes here the Achronim that say that Adelis alone is a new form. And if you want to see a Lomda Shabbis on this, look in the Sefer Divri Yecheskel. That's the Yeshivish Sefer. He has all the Yeshivish array, so he has a piece of glosses. Yeshivish piece of glosses. You can take a look if you're interested. So the Avnei Nezer, and I'll tell you who the famous Baklukta of this matter is in a second. But the Avnei Nezer quotes the Achronim that Adelis alone has a shame mechitza. Adelis alone has a shame mechitza, even when it's open. So Adelis doesn't need a Tzuras of Pesach. Adelis is a Tzuras of Pesach. Tzuras of Pesach is a Tzuras of a Pesach. So there's Adelis. It's like a Tzuras of Pesach. So then you have to know, Rishus HaRabim, whether you have to Roilin or Lain or Roilin, etc. But the big person who wrote the Sefer on this, anyone, any guesses? So it's like this. The Radzina Rebbe, the Baal HaTcheles, he wrote a Sefer, and the Sefer has two parts to it. One part is to prove that his Tchelis was the true Tchelis, and one part is to prove that Adelis doesn't need a Tzuras HaPesach. That was the, and years ago I Xeroxed, they have it in the library, you can look it up in the library, have this Sefer. Once I Xeroxed many pages. So this, and I remember years ago, Yisrael Moshe Sif told me that he spoke to the late Rav Oshri from the Lower East Side about this Shaila, and he said, I forget which specific area he was talking about in Europe, but he says, if you don't hold like the Avnei Nezer, then the Erev in this town in Europe would not have been a good Erev. In other words, it was common that they were, and I mean that's what the Chazon Ish was arguing. You see, Chazon Ish didn't care what they did. Chazon Ish, there was a sort of like the Gra's approach. The Gra went back to the sugyas, and he felt it wasn't right. Paris Erev had nothing to do with this issue. I mean, you see, some. Bali Harar into what the minig is, and then Mimiashe the minig, and the others were, forget what the minig is, let's just find out what the halacha is. And So the Radzina Rebbe, the Baal HaTcheles, also came out for Glossus, the Litzuras HaPesach. Oh, so I once asked Rabbi Ralbag, so how did you put your Erev up? Your Erev was Galoka Chazanish. So this is a conversation we had 20 years ago. So there is a tshuva, and maybe he pointed out then, the Minchas Yitzchak, he wants a taina that maybe the Chazanish would be Moda by a Carmelis, that if what you were discussing about, but it's not mashma to me that Chazanish would be Moda. I don't think Chazanish would be Moda by anything. Sometimes it comes up if you have
Right.
He's saying happy to have the thing without the person. Right, exactly. It should make a difference. The only thing is, sometimes you have a courtyard where you have the fourth ruach, you have a fence. And the fence, a gate. And the gate has a door. So the door usually doesn't have a tzuras ha-pesach, just the door. But that could be, as Rabbi Betkoff pointed out to Rabbi Mendelssohn once, that door, anyway, has two lechis on the door, right? Every door usually has a thing that pull two poles. So that's a separate din. Maybe by a chatzir, all you need is two poles. In the situation of a chatzir, if you have two lechis, then No, the Rambam we said holds all you need is ruyas, like the Magen Mishnah's trying the Rambam. That the Rambam was so mech on what he wrote that all you need is ruyas. Unless you want to say like the Miri, then you need. But the Shulchan Aruch just quotes that there are 2 days, whether Shus Rabbim needs ninolos or ruyas limo. When the Kiddush of the Avni Nezer, Avni Nezer says 2 things, that even if it's not Roy Linol Mitzad HaMemshala, that's still called Roy Linol, and that a Tzuras HaPesach, that a Delis doesn't need a Tzuras HaPesach, that a Delis is considered a Mechitza on its own, even when it's open. So it's a funny type of Erev. So basically the Erev that he made in Amsterdam was just having, on every street corner, having a piece of wood with the stuff inside, and theoretically you could take it out and be moshech it to the other side. So, but he got askamas from different rabbanim
Rabbi, when Rambam mentioned the idea of Rayan in the Ol, didn't he mention the idea there were walls, previous walls regarding the other area?
Okay, yeah.
It was just a fourth wall, isn't that correct? And it was a fourth...
usually there's going to be something there.
It was a third wall, the fourth wall.
Yeah, okay. So,
but here we're saying that there was no walls at all. I mean...
That's the
critic. But how they based this idea? I mean, it's only big, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, you could have every street, maybe, you could, unless you want to consider the houses as two walls that way. Okay, so Rabotai, so let's just review what we discussed today. Very yesodistic discussions today, and that is, we discussed the Rambam sheet of Asur Rabim. We pointed out another Rambam that we didn't see till now, about that you need losses and nolos, and maybe that's only by Silik Mechitza, so maybe not. We discussed the Maram in Rutenberg, by Carmelis not. We discussed Rav Moshe's Trat in the Maram in Rutenberg. We discussed Rav Moshe's Sheet and losses, that even if it's a Carmelis, it still could need losses, and we would do the Fatrik with the Hatzah of the Mekura. And then we discussed the 3 Sheetas Rishonim of Yerushalayim, Ninolos Balaylo, Ruyas Ninol Balaylo, or the Rabbeinu Ephraim, which we still have to explain. Then we discussed what's the din of Tzuras HaPesach, does it work Midaraisa, and we saw the Ritva that it doesn't, we saw the Mishnah Brura, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and Tzemach Tzedek say that it does. We discussed what's the status of the Glossa Shein and Ninolos Mitam HaMemshala, the Machlokis, the Avnei Nezer, and Yeshuas Malko, and we discussed whether the losses are the mechitza on their own right, or no, you need a mechitza there. You need the Tzuras HaPesach there. The loss is not a mechitza. The loss just stops the Bekiyas HaRabim. And then you got your mechitza. But if you don't have the Dela, the mechitza there, then what good is the Delas? Or no? So that you should know, the Rishonim, I should have put in the packet, maybe in a future packet, that seemed to take a side on this issue. You see, to me, I'll tell you, I was thinking about this a long time ago. To me, I don't know. To me, the fact that the Gemara, maybe it's Pashut, that the Gemara never said it. The Chazon Ish was Pashut that it had to mean this way. Or else, in other words, it didn't have to say it. One hand, the Gemara never said it, Delos needs a Tzuras HaPesach. On the other hand, you could say, it's Pashut. You don't have to tell me that if you don't have if you just have the medicine, you don't have the person, then the medicine's not going to work. You need a person. You got to take the medicine. Right? So maybe it was too Pashut. The Gemara didn't have to say it. Well, no. Maybe it didn't say it because it's not true. So that's the deity. Okay. Thank you.